Oh my god.
Never ends.
I did it again. Oh my god, I pressed enter on an accident. Anyways, hi besties and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
A show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. We have another week. Another episode of Canada's Drag Race. It is episode 3. But before we get to all that, how are you?
I'm so good. I need to get one of those pillows that prevents you from sleeping on your side because I keep pushing my face into my pillow and it's causing these wrinkles and I'm not happy because it's like sleep should equate to wrinkle-free skin, rested skin, but because I smash my face into pillows, it causes like
so
a
so you want to be a back sleeper, like a
yes.
like a
I aspire okay. to back sleep. Do you back sleep?
I do not back sleep. I side sleep. So I'm a side sleeper.
I'm a side sleeper, but
I've tried to back sleep. I can back sleep if I'm napping in a random spot, but yeah. I cannot full night sleep back sleep. I would love to, like I've tried in hotel rooms because I have a lot of trouble sleeping in hotel rooms. I can't settle. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to do like the pillow under my knees, one behind my neck and like lay back and sleep that way, like a zombie. Mm-hmm. I've tried that, does not work. I end up waking up and I'm like somehow in the fetal position. I just can't do it, but I hope you can.
I've heard from that position, you're more likely to get like sleep paralysis.
Oh,
which scares me. But then you know what scares me more? These weird wrinkles around my under eyes. So I'm TBD, SQ cuties, but also shout out.
I think
out.
You could
seen...
age gracefully. Sorry.
Never. Never, ever. Subject change. Spotify year-end wraps. SQPs. We are seeing all the tags. I love when we get to see who listens to the show. It keeps us going. It got me so excited this morning. I saw all these tags of people who listen to their favorite drag queens podcasts, and we're up there, babe. We're doing it.
It made my heart sing. I'm getting tagged in a bunch of stuff, being like, I'm tired of the 1%. I'm tired of the 5%. So it's just really cool, and it feels nice. So thank you guys so much for your support. We really, really appreciate it. It just makes us feel like we're doing something.
Heard.
I feel so heard. Putting in all this work for good. I'm good. I started shadowing a coach at a gym, so that's very exciting.
Oh, I forgot what shadowing meant for a second. I was like just being in the shadows.
Living in the shadow. Remember Ashley Simpson? But I'm shadowing a coach at my gym right now for the ladies boot camp. So I'm learning how to be like a fitness coach girly, so
love
that's
that.
Super fun.
Love that.
And because I've now added that into my schedule, my like days where I was just like, I'm so bored, like I have nothing to do during the days, have now everything about work has decided to be like, oh, do you have that in your schedule now? Here's 8,000 other things. So now my days are completely jam-packed.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm non-stop running around doing things.
Now you're girl bossing. Too close to the sun.
I'm girl bossing and I'm much too close to the sun. Mm-hmm. I know. So, but it's nice to feel busy. I just need to kind of like rearrange how my days go because for me, it's always food because I have to cook every one of my meals. So for me, it's fitting in the cooking is
do you
the
cook
hard
part. For every single meal or do you ever cook once, eat yes. a couple times?
My thing is big dinner. That dinner is then the leftovers unless it's red meat because I can't do red meat 2 days in a row.
Fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find sometimes like meal prepping a little bit when you get busy, that can save a little bit of time.
It helps.
It does help.
I know.
But
I try to just make
your
like.
Your face says, ew, no, I don't want to.
My thing is like for meal prepping, unless I can freeze it, I am not making something. By day 3, I don't want it. Get it away
maybe,
from me.
Maybe 3 days is your cap, like a 3-day meal prep.
I might have to do that, you know, because I find like the people who are like, yeah, this is my 5 days of meal prep. I'm like, I will not eat that buffalo chicken mac and cheese on day 5. I will literally want to vomit. Like, absolutely not.
Do you know what
I like?
Like
the people who are food is fuel. Ugh. Anyways, what?
I pretend I'm my own little Subway restaurant And I like
eat fresh.
I eat fresh by like prepping things, but like not made meals, but rather like it's cleaned, it's chopped, it's sitting in the fridge, really pretty and ready for me. So it's not like you're going to get sick of the meal, but your prep time for like whether it's a salad or a stir fry is like so quick. So I find that that's kind of the way to combat monotony. So that's my little tip for me.
And then if it's pieces, you can rearrange those things into be something different.
Like literally, it's actually the best life hack. I don't know. I've given that to a lot of friends. And they're like, you know what? I really like that. I like that advice.
Do you know what I do sometimes with that? Stop. Do you know what I do sometimes with something? If I ever tried something like that, where I like prep all of the ingredients to kind of switch things up, because I have done that before. Sometimes I'll turn all of it at the end and make a soup.
Work. Yes. You can make a soup out of anything.
Out of anything. Have you ever done an egg drop soup? I love an egg drop soup.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Easy. Easy, fast, delish.
Delish. You know what was really easy and fast as well? Episode 3 of CDR.
Oh, yeah. We should probably do that.
We got to dive in.
Sorry. You started talking to me about food.
I know. It's our passion.
I love food.
Meal prep after the episode. And maybe SQQDs are meal prepping while they listen to this. So it could have been very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Yes. Okay. Let's dive in.
Let's dive the freak in. Okay, so Cece is gone. Daddle do. We need to insert Daddle do, the song.
Yes, we didn't get to do it last week, so we are going to insert Daddle do right now.
Here.
Miss Problematic, MTL's new supreme, only rides in limousines. That'll do, bitch. I'm a fashion nightmare, you're in for scare. No shoes if you dare.
That'll do.
Wow, that was amazing.
What a bop. Okay. Cece is gone. Amy Yonce didn't really think Luna's lip syncing for her life was up to par. What did you think, going back to last episode really quickly?
I thought that while Luna... it was a ballad dressed as a cat, you know? She did what she could with the content she was given, you know?
Right.
So I feel like she did better than Cece, but it wasn't a very great lip sync by either of them, because it was a ballad, and it's a hard ballad. I feel like it's one where you've really got to give like a lot of emotion, and when you're dressed like a cat, it's hard to take you seriously.
Remember when I said I wasn't really figuring Amy out yet? Like, I didn't know who Amy was? I feel like this episode, I've officially, like, met Amy. Beyonce.
Yeah.
I love it. She was had so much airtime this episode. And so, like, right from the jump, you're getting her opinion on other girls. You're getting her funny. You're getting her catty. It just was a great little, like, opening palette for Amy, because I was like, there you are. Because you're, I don't know, I appreciated this. We also recap that Girlfriend's Beaver was blessed with the Golden Beaver last week.
Yes.
This Golden Beaver. That. I want to pick your brain. Now that we know it's here for this season, what would be your strategy if you knew this was in the competition? Like, you get this saving someone from the bottom. How would you navigate this?
So I go about things in a very, like, friendshipy way. So if it's my friend in the bottom, I'm going to have, like, I'm going to be, like, loyal to my friend, you know? I'll be like, this is my pal. This is someone who I love. I'm going to save them no matter what. But if I didn't like somebody, like, if somebody jilted me one time, one time, I hold a grudge like nobody else. So they could have said one nasty thing to me and we could have forgiven each other and everything. But by the time it gets to that and they're like, can you save me? I would look at them and be like, no,
never.
You are lip syncing tonight, and that is my revenge. So,
to quote myself from season one, you like that?
How would you go about it?
Oh, I'd be rotted. I would be rotted. The blue hydrangea route. Anyone who's a threat, if you're near the bottom, I gotta clip your heels. I gotta just go for it. I just gotta
would
go
you,
for it.
What about me? What if it was me?
Well, if you're slaying.
You clip my heels?
No, see, this is where the friendship thing comes into play. But
rotted,
every queen rotted for herself, and
you
like
rotted bitch.
I played it too safe the first time in the Thunderdome. I cannot go back that way. I want ratings. I need the drama. I feel like I'd have to do it too.
Cynthia, I'm just letting you know right now. I just said I hold a grudge like no other. I will never forget this.
Well, the real tea is casting will never put us both on. So it's not going to happen.
I will never forget this.
The hypothetical. I will never forget the time you hypothetically jilted me.
I'm on the main stage and I'll be like, Cynthia?
I don't know. Okay, but you aside, Juicebox, you aside, present company aside, I feel like it's just so tempting. Like, in a competition it's like you got to kind of, I don't know, but pick away at the best of the best.
Yes. No, I fully understand.
I think the friendship thing works for like half the season. And then once you get to that point where it's like, it's every queen for themselves, at some point, there's going to be a flip of the switch, a flip of the Golden Beaver, and queens are going to start getting a little more strategic.
I think so. I just personally would play too close to the heart.
Too close to the heart.
In a good and a bad way. If I don't like you, fuck you, bitch. You know? You're done.
Yeah. Okay, but let's dive into this episode. We have Tracy walk into the workroom. Aurora called her the look queen of the season. That was really nice of her to say. I think Tracy always looks great. She always looks amazing, media polished. I just don't know if you look
good. I could feel it. I could feel you starting. And I was just like, Cynthia.
Like,
I think that was... I think that was really nice of her to say.
That was like so nice of her to say.
It was wrong, but it was so nice.
It's just like so adorable of Aurora to say that. And then we get to do this improv press junket mini challenge, which again, with these acting challenges, I'm so jealous.
You know what made me frustrated? Yeah, let's get into it. But you know what made me frustrated about this mini? What? Is she literally at the top of it said, yes, and. Yes, and she gave them, here's how you do improv. Yes, and all of them went, uh-huh. And then half of them just went, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, Girlfriend in Denim went, no,
They went, no, Well, no, the girlfriend said, I lost it.
She just, right to the camera, office style. Look right into the camera, I lost it. It blows my mind with the improv challenge. It's just like, just say anything, like just be
anything,
you know? Anyone, anywhere. Like, it just it's I don't know, it's an interesting group of girls. I felt like no one really like excelled, but you know, the winner, Melinda, because she I think
which
she gave
I
the biggest dramatics.
I agree. I thought Aurora was better.
We didn't see much of her.
We didn't, but what we did see is she brought out her theater kid. Like, she pulled the theater kid right out, and it was very theatrical and very kind of put together. So I thought it was very articulate when I thought Melinda's was kind of all over the place. But, you know, they gave it to Melinda. Good. Good for her. Great.
So amazing. She's team captain of one girl group, because the maxi this week's, I felt like this episode, they didn't really clearly explain what the maxi was. I went back to try and like see, because I take notes, and I was like, we got the RuPaul message being like, you better be spicy, girl, like alluding to girl groups. We talked about the mini, but there never was like this clear breakdown of like girl groups. Am I going insane?
No, like, it wasn't the most clear. It was a little fast, but I think maybe that was editing. I have a feeling they knew it was girl groups going.
Like, I mean, of course they were told. The contestants were told. I just felt like as an audience, I was like, was there ever, okay, were there girl groups? Okay, cool. So there are two groups. Melinda is one because she won the mini. And then Luna, by winning the lip sync last week, is the other group. So it breaks down. We've got Melinda's group. They're calling themselves the Vixens. And it includes Melinda, Kiki, Kitten, Girlfriend, and Amy. And the other group is the Love Bugs, which includes Luna, Venus, Aurora, Neera, and Denim. Which group would you want to be part of?
Love Bugs.
Love Bugs.
I have a feeling because of my age, I would have been the song. I liked the song better. I liked the beat of it. I have a feeling because of my age, though, I would have been thrown into the Vixens, because it did feel a little like the old versus the young in there.
Yeah, it did kind of break down that way.
Yeah, it kind of did. Also, really quick before we move on, I just need us to have a moment. Yes. A moment for Neera's makeup and look in the mini challenge with the nose tape and the giant red lips.
I know.
I laughed about it for 10 minutes.
Even the wig was really good. I feel like I need to see that hair again.
She's just so funny and cute. She gives me very like klutzy juice box energy. So I think I might be biased, but
I mean, I love it too. I'm biased. Let's join the club.
Big fan.
No, yeah, so anyways. Funny. Sorry, we glazed over that. It's just because the mini was just so manic. I was like,
what? No, I just, for me, it just popped into my mind and I needed to bring it up. I needed to talk about it. Where would you want to be? Would you want to be Love Bugs or Vixen?
Ooh, can you hear like a siren?
I can, yes, but I'm ignoring it.
Like, can we talk about, let's just talk about this. Every fucking time I sit down to record, it doesn't matter where, when, I never hear sounds like this. I never hear sounds like this. And then the minute we sit down to fucking record a podcast, someone breaks into a car. I swear to God, everyone just chill.
Somebody dies and then an ambulance has to come by. Remember when you had nothing but seagulls outside of your window?
Literally, I was haunted by a crow for like a month. Oh, okay. I think it's done.
Okay.
Sorry. Where were we? Ay, ay, ay. Which group would I want to be part of? I would like to probably be part of, I'd say the Vixens, because I like that kind of misdirect. Mm. I think for songwriting, it's more fun to be like angry and mad at like your ex versus like in love. You know,
she's taking chances, y'all. She's taking chances.
Big risk.
I went safe.
Big risk.
Risk. Big risk. Big chances.
Cynthia Risk.
I love that. Cynthia Risk. So they go into their writing session, and a few people bring up that they're a little insecure about the writing skills, like girlfriend experience. I think Denim also brings up that they're insecure about their writing as well. Was that right?
Yeah. No, for sure. It's a specific skill, right? Like, have you ever written a song, Juice? I guess no.
No, but if I ever do get the call that will never happen, I have lyrics that Lemon gave me from season one.
Oh, cool. Like a couple quips, like fun.
I messaged her being like, could you write me one? Because like, I'm having trouble. Like, I wanted to put myself in Sorry Not Sorry. And she like literally whipped up something on the spot, and I have kept it ever since. And I was just like, if I ever go back to the Thunderdome, I was just like, I'll just use that. It's make it fit. Kit.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's in my toolkit. Yeah.
Juicy like a box.
But it's close. But yeah.
So it's like an,
so
interesting,
we go
it's
in.
An interesting challenge to songwrite. Like Lemon is a perfect example of someone who does it very well, where it's like, by saying so few words, you still inject such meaning. You're clever. It's like double entendres. Like, you have to say a lot with very few words. That's the one thing with lyric writing that I find it's kind of like poetry, right? Like,
I was really just tricky. About to say, it's kind of like poetry, but it's like poetry and not poetry. And like me and Mr. Box make up songs all the time, but aww. It's just like, do you know what we always do? I always change the lyrics to, oh my God, you guys,
from Legally Blonde musical.
Yeah. And I sing it to my dog and I make it about her.
Aww.
So I just, yeah.
Looks like Molly's going to win the prize.
Exactly. Cute. Exactly like so that. Cute. Just replace I with Molly. And wait, do you ever do that with Vincent?
Oh my God. Sing it Vincent all the time. I'll like literally find one line in my head with like a little hook and be like, it's morning time. And I'll just look at him and be like, it's morning time. And he's like, not up yet. I'm like, looks like we're up because it's morning time. And I'm just so annoying. Like, I think I get the pleasure out of annoying him. Like, it's not even about the song.
This is what happens when you grow up as a musical theater fag, Jesus.
And a middle child. I'm just like, be annoying at all times. How did you think the recording with Rev went?
Rev is not to say that I didn't know what Rev looked like, but I've never like really looked at Rev ever. And she's gorgeous.
Oh, she's stunnalina. Those teeth are massive. When she smiles,
I was just about to say her teeth. I was just about to talk about the teeth.
She does have like braces smile when they're like so perfect, but I'm not mad. I love it.
They're so perfect, but they're not weird turkey veneer perfect. They're like normal people perfect teeth.
Normal
gorgeous.
People. She's just like us.
She's just like us. She just had braces or maybe Invisalign.
I didn't get braces.
No, but Rev, but I loved it. I thought she was a really, really great support system for the girls. She was really good at telling them what they needed to make the song better, but also be understanding and go on their level. Like, she could see that girlfriend was feeling really insecure and really shy. And then she gave her those like compliments and showed her like, hey, you're actually really good at this. You shouldn't be so shy. And you could kind of see her open up a little bit more about those things. You know,
the only feedback that made me laugh is when Luna was going on the mic and Rev stops her and goes, okay, this next time I want you to sing it like Beyonce.
I did laugh. I went, that's not gonna happen.
Like, that's like going, what do you mean? Like, Beyonce? Like, who's gonna be able to turn it from, if you could do Beyonce, I think you would have already. Luna was
Luna was giving like Toni Braxton Unbreak My Heart, and then she went, no, I want Beyonce Love on Top. And I'm just like, I don't know if that's physically possible for Luna to do, but yeah. I feel like she just wanted her to turn it up, you know. I think she energy. Just said, yeah, she went, just give us a little bit more energy. I think that's what she meant, and she did. I didn't mind Luna's loop verse. It was quite fun.
Did you not
like it? Oh, never mind.
I thought it was snoozy.
We'll get to the verses.
Yeah. But her recording was interesting. Who else was Struggle Bus? The girlfriend. Yeah. Who else was having a time?
Denim, a little, but not much.
Yeah.
Not much. My favorite. My favorite. It was like a push to a struggle was Aurora. When Rev went, have you ever rapped before? And Aurora goes, no. And then proceeds to just like lay down a track. I went, you fucking liar.
Annihilate.
You lying bitch.
Hey, but then, okay, on Drag Race, if you say you're good at something, it can go one of two ways.
Exactly.
Amazing or fall on your face. So you're better just to say like, I've never done this. And then
oh my God, I've never done this. So then they're like, wow, you're so good.
Mm-hmm. You really come out of your shell.
Oh my, it makes me furious. Anyways, I love it.
So the recordings go well. Definitely auto-tune is going to be needed in both tracks because I wouldn't say this season has strong singers, but that doesn't matter. It's a drag song. Just pump in the auto-tune. It's all good.
Do what all those TikTok singers do and just pump it full of auto-tune. Pretend like you're singing in a garage.
Exactly.
I'm addicted.
The trend. I know. You can just tell on TikTok when they're obviously auto-tuned.
I know. It's that one girl who's constantly holding her stomach, like singing is the most painful thing to do in the world. And I'm just like, I don't know if it should feel like that.
Exactly. It shouldn't hurt that much. Like,
yeah, she's just like, she's on her hands and knees screaming in someone's, like, imagine going to your car and you see that. But it's like silent because she's lip syncing.
I'm obsessed. Literally obsessed. Okay, so those were the recordings. How do we feel about the choreography from each group? How did the Vixens do? I liked Melinda taking charge. That was kind of nice.
I was going to say, Melinda came in hot. She came in hot. And my sweet baby kitten was not about it.
Nor
I loved, neither one of them. They were just like, this bitch better back the fuck up. It was when she says, I don't see this, but I want this. And then Kittens just straight up goes, because we just learned it. I was like, work.
We're just learning it.
Because we're just learning it. I was just like, Nana, calm down.
So good. But I will say it's nice when there's just one dance captain. I felt like with the Love Bugs, it can get a little risky when two people are trying to take the task, right? Because then it's like tennis between those two people. And it's like, wait, who ultimately is leading? But I thought they did a good job. I liked the Love Bugs choreo, all the chest bumping for the heartbeat. Boom, boom.
I was going to say, I preferred Love Bugs choreo to Vixen's choreo. I felt like, while they both were very simple, I feel like Vixen's needed to be even simpler.
But it gets to a point where, like, how watered down can you go?
I guess, but, like, I feel like it needed to be a lot, just for the people in their group that were struggling a bit with the choreography.
My one bone to pick with rehearsals like that, no mirror. You can't see anyone. So you're on the main stage. You have no idea what you look like. It's very hard to run a rehearsal without mirrors.
I agree.
Like, it's really tricky. It's almost
like you have to, like, that's why I think you really have to trust the person who's watching, but then who, you've got to be so confident in your own dance skills. If you're the one watching, then you just got to know that you're perfect.
Especially if you're in the number, like, you're at your spot. You can't be looking to the left, to the right, being like, did everyone get it? Like, it's very tricky if you don't have a mirror to be able to see everyone in. So that's my one bone to pick with production. Give these girlies a mirror. It's as if they want drama.
And I will say, production is listening. So hello.
I watched season 5. Mirrors everywhere.
Mirrors everywhere. Right.
Speaking of mirrors.
Oh, good one. Hey!
We're gonna talk about the mirror chat. The theme on the docket, partners. I thought that was really cute.
Yes. We find out Neera has a beautiful partner that she's been with for a really long time.
Have you met Jacob before? Neera's partner, Jacob?
He's so fucking hot.
He's so hot. And he is
so hot.
So kind. He is a Cynthia Kiss fan. Every time I see Neera, Neera goes, we have to take a selfie for Jacob. And I hadn't seen Jacob in person for like quite some time, and actually it was just a few months back where we got to actually hang out again, and I was talking to him and just looking at his dreamy giant eyes, and I was like, that near
and his massive biceps and rock hard jacked. Body just
jacked.
I feel like we would get along because he is a gym girly, and I think he likes video games, so I feel like we would get on very well. Yeah, I feel like he would be a friend. And the whole time I would just be like, Neera has biceps.
His biceps. His really, biceps. Really cute. Also love
cute couple too.
Denim's backstory with their partner. A lot of married or engaged queens on this season. I love it.
I love that Denim has like the cutest little T for T like marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, what a cute, I love that. And like the sweetest little partner. Like the way that her partner just looks like just a sweet little bean. Mm-hmm. I loved it. The pictures were so cute.
I love their style. They're both just so cool. I'm like, oh my God. Even for their like couples photos, I was like, this looks like a fashion photo shoot. I'm obsessed.
Oh no. Me and Mr. Box look like we fell out of a forest. Like, that's what we look like when we have a couple pictures. Like,
we fell out of a forest.
Yeah. We look like a North County like couple to just, it's so strange. Who else talked about You look creative. Oh, but Amy is recently single and looking. So,
honey, she's not only single, she's divorced.
She's a divorcee. She said goodbye.
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 That's
goodbye.
Wild. How old is she? She seems quite young to be divorced.
I mean, some people fall in love early and, you know, make rash decisions. It's kind of hot to say you're a divorcee. I would never. I'm obsessed with my husband, but I mean, if it didn't work out, now she could be like, I'm a divorcee. It's very glam.
But she still wants 5 children, so we'll see how that works.
Oh, ooh, TikTok, babe. You got running out of time. Let's go. Speaking of TikTok.
And then Kim Caboodle and her partner have been together for 6 years. Really cute. I like when couples...
Very cute.
So there's like 2 camps. Drag queens who their partner is there like every show, zipping up the costumes, getting everything ready for them. And then there's other couples, I feel like you and I, where like our partners are like, have fun.
Oh, and Mr. Box would rather die. He's like, absolutely not. Will I be going to that show? Yeah.
No interest. Zero. So it's to see certain ones just have support. It means a lot.
Mr. Box supports. He still loves and sports and talks about all of the, like, he'll talk about my work and stuff. But if I'm like, do you want to come to the show? It goes until 4 in the morning and you're going to be sitting in the dressing room with all the girls. And it's going to kind of smell like vinegar and foot. He'll be like, chop off my hand. I would rather do that.
Yeah. So. The glimmer, the glam is all faded. They're like, no, I've been gone. Your shows. I don't care.
Yeah. And he also like, because he's so like far removed from it. So it's only 6 years?
Only 6 years is a long time.
I know. Well, I've been together. It was only 6. I know. Mm-hmm. But me and Mr. Box have been 19. So I feel bad because then sometimes I'm just like, only that? So young.
It's more than half a decade.
It is. It's a long time.
You're like, that's how math works, Cynthia.
That's how math works. Good. But let's go right to the performances. So we have the Vixens go up first. And what did you think about the whole the performance as a whole? We don't have to go into each performance, but what did you think about a performance as a whole?
Okay. So, liked the palette. Liked the color palette. The lime green, very striking with black and metallic. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the strongest parts, was just the color palette. Because the dancing was all over the place. The blocking was awful. The moves were missed, and if they were done, they were done at like half capacity. Like I didn't see anyone like punching and giving until my standout of the group, Amy on Say Chanel. You killed it. She saved
Amy. Amy did do great. Kiki, it's not that I don't think she knew her words, but I think she just didn't even bother to learn them because she was just watermelling the whole thing. Like, it was just like, yeah. And I was just like, why don't we know it? She doesn't know the words. So that's kind of where I was at with it. And I agree. Like, the blocking was everywhere. It kind of was just sort of not great. It wasn't great.
I noticed with the lip syncing, I think they had to write these, record these, and perform it so quickly that, like, yes, they wrote the lyrics, Brad Goreski, but, like, there just was no time to learn them. Like, it wasn't in their, like, deeper brain yet. Like, when they were performing, there was too much adrenaline going on where they were all like, I don't remember what I said. Like, no
okay,
one
but
knew
then
the
how come the love bugs knew all of their words then?
Did they?
Oh, gag.
Aurora
well, then
did.
Let's go on to the love bugs. For this one, the color palette was perfect. Everybody had that same beautiful pink, even into the Aurora's hair. Like, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. I loved the choreo with the, like, doof-doof-doof-doof. I loved that.
Just pop.
I feel like everybody in it had great lyrics. I didn't love Denim's lyrics, but I loved Denim's look. And I loved the way she did that cute little somersault. So I thought her presentation saved the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But my standout was Venus. I loved Venus's lyrics and I was surprised that she wasn't in the top.
My standout was Aurora. I thought
Aurora was great. She was amazing. She killed it. I love the way she just like effortlessly fell into that split and really showed her performance chops. But I really, really liked Venus's like a lot.
I just think something about Aurora in this, she just gave it that little extra 10%, whether it was like, well, for starters, she choreographed it. So that was so much more work for her. Like Venus technically was told where to go, whereas Aurora came up with the blocking. Like in a way, she had more work to deliver. So I'm going to have to give my standout to Aurora Matrix. We joked last week that she had peaked, but she is not peaked. She's back. She texted me about that. I love it. She was like, how dare you?
Oh, she texts me every week. She texts me every week with her thoughts on our episode.
I love it.
Every week. She'll be like, she'll literally text me and she'll be like, here is the reason for this. And here are my notes for this. And I'm a big fan.
No, so we think you must be listening, Aurora. Great job this week. I thought you really great job, Maxie. Yes.
I'm sorry that I said Venus was my standout. You were incredible as well. I want to take anything away from that, but I just really liked Venus in the challenge.
She was great too. She was great too. That bob on her with like the wet hair, very cool.
Very cool. And denim, if you're listening, I love that little somersault. I want to see you do that somersault for the rest of my days. All right. So the oh my god. So we go to the runway.
Yes.
Let's talk about Brooke first for a minute. Brooke is the most beautiful goth moth I've ever seen.
She looked so cool this week. I have to ask, were those cheek prosthetics?
I don't think so.
Shut up. Shut up.
Just her cheeks.
Stop it.
That's just her cheeks.
No, stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. You're lying. I think those are just her cheeks.
No.
But I think they were just accentuated because the hair scooped right under them.
It looked like they were like protruding. Like it was like Gaga born this way.
I feel like she would have posted if they were fake. I don't think they were fake. And if they were, that was a beautiful, beautifully done blend because it was an unclockable seam.
So I'm going to say she did something to her cheek. Like, I think it's like an added piece. Because it seemed even more full than the episode prior. Like, it seemed even bigger.
I think you should text her, and I feel like that would go over very well.
You know, everyone's always talking about her filler. So I don't want to offend. But I
know I don't want to offend her, but I think it's just her. I think it's just her cheek.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, we'll find out. But the look overall, really, really cool. I felt like she was like giving us
insane
Isis Couture coated in this look. Like there was something with like the silver molded piece on the front.
The cheek is very Isis.
The cheek
is very Isis.
Literally, that's what I thought. I was like, okay, is she just like really going for it? This is so funny. Mm-hmm. If that's not a prosthetic, I'm going to light myself on fire. I've really gone and stuck my neck out here.
I'm sorry, okay.
Cuties.
And then we have Brad looking handsome as ever, showing a lot of chest hair lately, which I'm just a very big fan of.
Oh, I know. The body.
Oh, he's so hot. And
Tracy, the look queen of the season.
Look queen of the season, Miss Tracy Melchior. She looks amazing. I actually got to see Tracy the other day. I was out with our very famous friend, Kendall Gander, and Kendall really wanted to go to a very fancy Toronto party, and I said, fine, let's go. And then it was full of fancy Toronto people. So like Ben Mulrooney was there, a couple of people from that show Glamorous were there. And I was just like, wow, I'm underdressed and I hate this. And then we look over and there's Tracy, all 4'11" of her. And so we got to sit and chat with her. It was really fun. She's 4'11"? Just so fun.
She's not.
She's tiny. She's okay, tiny. She made me feel tall.
Oh, was she wearing heels?
She was itty bitty. She might have been. I didn't look down at her feet. But she was like, I was looking down at her.
Did she bring a look?
And did I bring a look or she bring a look?
Both.
She brought a look. I wore flannel with a denim jacket.
You were bringing this creative.
I was bringing, you look artistic. And she was giving glam. She looked incredible.
Oh my God, fun. You guys took a selfie, didn't you? I feel like I saw this on the gram.
Yes, we took a selfie. I wanted to take one where I was far enough away where they could Photoshop me out because Kendall and her looked both amazing. And I looked like the weird homeless man that they brought in from the street.
One more for safety. Juice, can you take it?
Could you maybe get out?
So the judges look fabulous. Very
Rev
ready
looks
to judge.
Incredible. Best teeth I've ever seen.
The teeth. I loved her bustier. I loved her hair. I can't tell if that's a wig or if that's all her, but I'm not questioning it. It's gorgeous. Probably extensions. Well, it looks amazing. No, but like her hair, like it just looks so great. Perfect that I'm like, it gets to a point when the hair is so lush and thick and curly that I'm like, is that all you? I don't care. It's not that when I say, is it a wig? It's not like being shady. It's like, it just looks so full and perfect. She really is a pop star. She's been killing it this year.
Period. So speaking of pop stars, first up on the runway, we have Aurora Matrix, who walks out with the Moschino eyepiece. It was giving me very much like Aquaria on the finale that went for her season.
Yes, definite homage to that layered tulle eyewear piece. We forgot to prompt the theme. It was sunglasses at night. So
sorry, eyewear, my bad.
Don't you worry, you are perfect, my little angel. So that's why we're going to see a lot of eyewear. Definitely saw the reference. Exactly. It took me to the Aquaria, but they stoned it. So I think that was kind of it with a twist and literally burned the hem of the dress. That's where I was getting the Moschino reference, because there was a collection that Jeremy Scott did where it was like dilapidated dresses, like caught on fire. So that was, I could see the inspiration there and the actual straps attached to the glasses. Like really cool.
Loved it. Yeah. Big really fan. Cool. Beautiful. Really, really. Peaked. Has not peaked. Yeah, no. It was. I just thought it was really beautifully done, you know? No notes. Yeah. Next up, we have Luna. Comes out in... What did Luna wear?
It was like ruffled leather.
Yes, yes.
This is the thing of wearing, you know, black on the runway. I feel like it doesn't pop. I would have loved a little more of that blue integrating into the full look just to help it, like, pop on the runway. And I wish the sleeves were tacked because they started to flop down.
I feel like I know it's not the same look at all, but it was in the same vein of her first week runway.
The Mugler power suit.
Yeah, it felt very similar. Like different, obviously, because it was a completely different garment.
It's not that different.
But it wasn't that different. You know, it felt like an evolved form of what she wore. But I'm just like, I feel like you should go like complete opposite.
And had it been in blue, you probably wouldn't have been thinking this.
Blue or just, I don't know. Maybe I feel like she could have went another way. It was still beautiful, but I just felt like it was too similar to week one.
Mm-hmm. Next, we had Near Enough on the runway in a purple one giant piece, like no wig, like tightly wrapped around. What would you call that when it literally like almost like morph suit?
Balaclava.
Yeah, but it's like all attached, like no wig. Very, very cool. I probably just would have done Nude Illusion so that I could still very much corset. But I give it to her for letting it all, like doing the bare skin. I'm like, go to work, mama.
I think that's not my thing. Favorite Neera look. Fell a little flat for me.
I liked it for some reason. It was like weird.
For me, it looked incomplete.
I get that. I do get that.
Yeah. It felt like it was half thought, you know, if it was almost too simple, especially for like the fabric, and it needed something. So for me, I was just kind of sort of with it.
Would you say it was near enough?
Shut up. Yes. oh my God. Next up, we have my favorite look of the entire night. Denim comes out in this like 1995, like very... raver kid like look with those pants and then like the wig with all the glasses that were attached with the eyes on it. Oh, I love this look so much. She's
this
great.
Look was really, really fun. Loved all the references, and the wig just took it to this next level. Like I feel like I've seen the rainbow raver look a couple times on the runway before, but I have never seen this wig where it's straight up to the sky and you have what, like six more sets of eyes with lashes, sunglasses attached. It was just the level to detail. They did a quick close-up to her bracelets and it said
Pythia. I was just about to say, I know you saw Pythia, and there was also one that said Denim Pussy, which is, as some people know, Denim's original name.
OG
Denim Pussy.
OG name. All the drag family on her sleeve. It was really, really
sweet.
Cool.
Love that
level of detail that we have come to expect from Denim.
What'd you think of Venus's?
I thought the hair was very, very cool. I always love a reveal moment on the runway. I think it's good for TV just to kind of have that like wham. You know, very, very cool. This was like a, this was a serve. I liked the whole Terminator narrative, the eye, the bikini. Mm-hmm. A little simple, I will say. The reveal just to be like a bra and panty underneath. But the concept, great. Thumbs up.
I felt like if it wasn't Terminator, it would have been too simple. But the fact that it was Terminator brought it to that next level. So it was a bra and panty, but the bra and panty was tied together with that red, like, eye. So I did like it. And I didn't love the jacket, so I'm happy it opened up into something. I'm happy it came off, because when she walked out, I went, ugh.
Well, it looked like a reveal coat. Like, that's where it was, like, it totally was.
Oh, I didn't see it as a reveal coat. I thought it was just an ill-shaped giant coat. Yeah, I was like, I don't love this.
Like, that better be coming off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Like a light switch, just go flick. It's a cool little Mormon trick. We do it all the time. Sorry.
You say you don't want to be a singing queen, but I catch you singing.
I know, but I'm sick, so I can't. I sound like Phoebe when she had a throat thing on Friends.
It's sexy voice.
My sexy voice. I gotta sing Smelly Cat. So next up we have Amy.
Mm-hmm. Star of the episode.
Star of the episode, yeah. Amy had a lot of screen time. What did you think of her look?
So, love Amy.
So, love Amy.
Love her.
Love when something starts
love,
with that.
Love her. But I'm going to say, this was so clearly a drag look she already had in her wardrobe and then quickly made the sunglasses to then make it on theme. Like, to me, no part of it read as a concept birthed from sunglasses at night. This felt like a drag look, a really fun, embellished, adorned look that then was like, it was pre-existing in her life. And then so she quickly turned it into a look for the show.
I agree. I want to look at it again just because, like, it was a little, yeah. It just kind of felt like a...
It was beautiful. I could just tell it was like, that's a kind of one of those just like good old drag, almost performance-y pieces you just have, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And the glasses were fun, but I was just kind of like, meh, you know? Mm-hmm. It was passable.
Really great. And then her performance, honestly, I'm going to say she did the best of the week as far as in her girl group. I really was impressed with Amy this week. I felt like I met Amy this week.
Yeah. She woke up.
She woke up.
I didn't get to see you.
We sound like the judges.
I know. I thought that's what we were going for.
Exactly. Really came out of your shell.
I thought that was the bit. But yeah. All right. Next up, we have... Who do we have?
We've got Girlfriend. The Girlfriend Experience.
We have The Girlfriend Experience. Yes. I liked it.
I need to see The Girlfriend Experience in this kind of bob more often. I think it's a really cute hair length for her. I feel like Girlfriend does the very, very, very long hair all the time. So it was kind of fun to see something just around the jaw, because she's just so beautiful that it just frames the face. I was clocking a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction. There was something
I was just about to say.
The feather coming off the hem, because I didn't know if that was supposed to be asymmetrical. And then it turns out it wasn't, because there was another part on the runway where it was like just back on. So it was like, I think it was a couple like key bondage pieces she put together and added red ostrich.
Yeah. And it kind of did not stay. I agree. It was a pretty look. It was nice. I do like the bob on her. And it's different from anything. Very Chicago. It's different from anything we've seen. But and it had a story. It was she was talking about how like men, there was like hands, and how like men own, like feel like they own trans bodies and all that stuff. So I liked the story about it. It was nice. It was a nice look. Melinda.
I would have loved some surface design on this piece. All that white fabric, it just had it been like, because the prompt was sunglasses at night. What if, you know, she spray painted Alexander McQueen style, like, on the runway, like, or done something beforehand, like just given it a little more surface design, because the white, just almost like how black reads on the runway, just feel flat. I just felt like it didn't have enough going on.
Yeah, and I know she had said that it was inspired by the music video Sunglasses at Night, and I'm getting this sense from Melinda, from a lot of the things that she's shown us, she takes things very literally. Are you noticing that?
Yes, actually, that's why I'm laughing.
She takes things very literally. And I'm just like, Melinda, let's use our imagination and let's kind of branch out a bit.
She said, welcome to Canada's Drag Race. She said, gay pride jumpsuit.
Gay pride jumpsuit, because this is a show about gay things. She said, sunglasses at night. I know that music video. I'm going to do an outfit inspired by the music video. Like, it feels very literal. And I'm just like, we could branch out. We could branch out a little bit. We can maybe make it a bit more conceptual. And, like, that's fine to be literal. But I think that's what I'm kind of getting from her is everything's very literal. But I agree. This look needed something more. Something. Just a little something more. Like, even the hair was very just, like, just slick back simple. The sunglasses just felt like they were just covering her entire face. There wasn't anything ornate or detailed about them. They just covered her whole face.
My favorite part.
and she had the fucking little witchy boot on, the Toronto witch boot. And I was just like, not on the runway, babe. No. Not on the runway. Not the Toronto witch boot. You know? And I love the witch boot for if you've got to do like 800 numbers in a night because your ankle will never feel more protected in your life. Mm-hmm. But I feel like...
For the runway, it can handle a higher heel.
You could handle something else. Something else could have happened, you know? Even like a full boot all the way up that's like a seamless black, I think would have worked better. But just... Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. Love you, Melinda,
Were you a fan of Kit and Caboodle?
It was almost like how Kitten had married Venus and the girlfriend experience and put it into a look because it had the 100%. Silver reveal coat and then the sexy dominatrix look under it.
Kitten walked out first. She would have made both Venus and the girlfriend experience look redundant on the runway.
Yeah. Yeah. And I liked Venus. I know, not Venus. I liked Kitten's presentation. I thought it was great.
Well, it was fun. Her reveal coat was literally like above her head. Like it was like covering her to the point where you almost like couldn't see her, so it was like obviously that's coming off. I don't know if I was obsessed with what was underneath the reveal coat, like just like a classic cop bondage look.
It was boring, but it was cute.
It just was like, it would be a great outfit to like perform on stage on like a Friday night. Like if there's nothing wrong with it in theory, it's just like with the reveal happening, it was just like, oh, I wish there was a bit more of like a surprise underneath.
But remember something we've seen with Kitten's drag is Kitten wears drag queen drag. Yes. Everything has been that very like cookie cutter. This is what a drag queen would wear. So this is very much, if you were to give a drag queen a prompt, hey, wear black leather sunglasses at night, she'd be like, I'm going to be a sexy police officer, kinky girl. And it would be this, you know? So for me, it's not that I'm disappointed because I'm not surprised. I would like to be surprised, but it's kind of mine just like, yeah, I would expect that for Kitten to wear.
Ooh, not disappointed because I'm not surprised.
Oh, is that bad?
I would curl into a ball and cry. That's a double insult. It's like,
no, I like the look. I like the look
because I'm not surprised. This is so typically boring you that I'd be like,
but oh, I think. Do you know what? I feel like maybe you and I are both feeling a little under the weather, so maybe we're a little spicy this week. Maybe that's it.
I like this episode. We're going in.
Oh, shut up!
No, both of us. I've been catty too.
We have been. So speaking of catty, let's move on to Kiki Ko. And we're gonna say all the nice things before we say the bad things. So the look is astounding.
The sunglasses so cool. Sorry.
Oh, the look is,
you go.
No, it's fine. The look is incredible. The look is something I could never even fathom creating or even wearing. It's beautiful. The sunglasses are insane. Insane the way she put these sunglasses on. They're so cool. The makeup is bad.
Oh.
The makeup's bad. The look stood on its own incredibly and beautifully. She didn't need to do that makeup.
Yeah. It's funny because it only showed up so quickly at the end of the runway for critiques. Like, I felt like she kept the sunglasses on for the whole runway presentation, no?
No, she would take them off and put them back on. She was making it a point to show, like, look at these very cool sunglasses, which I appreciated because they're the coolest fucking sunglasses I've ever seen in my life. They're insane. They're so cool. But she just, I don't think it needed all that, especially because if you're going to do a makeup that's, like, quote-unquote creepy, and you don't do it to a point where it's executed well enough, it kind of just looks like color splattered on with black eye contacts. I feel like if she did her regular makeup with a black lip and those contacts, it would have come off so much better, because her makeup's great.
It was a big swing.
she
just a little bit.
It was a big swing and it was a miss.
But I've just got to say, that look, it shouldn't work, but somehow it does. Like the fabric she chose, the hat that she made, and how every hem was embellished with that black dangling bead. Like it was on the hem of the dress, the big ass bow. I was very impressed. Like the look itself, I was too busy looking at all of that to worry about the face. It's so funny how we focused on different
on something
things.
So different. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I saw that makeup and I went, no, I won't let you escape. But her,
trapped.
If she is like, if she touches a design challenge, it's going to be crazy.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to foam at the mouth. If they eliminate her before a design challenge, I am driving to the past.
There's no way. There's
and
no
screaming
way.
At someone. There's no way. We need to see her in a design challenge. She'll be able to make something insane out of nothing. It'd be crazy.
Her talent, it's so impressive. She technically has, we'll talk about it when we get to the results of the challenge. So our winner of the week is our unstoppable Aurora Matrix, which
has not
honestly has not peaked. Maybe she has now. No, I'm just kidding. Well deserved. She was so up there. So up there this week. She did such a great job. She choreographed her number for her group with Neera. Like tons of effort put in this week. It's so well deserved. So props to you. Props to you.
Snaps. Snaps.
Bottom. Snaps, claps, all around. Our bottoms, unfortunately, are girlfriend, Kiki, and Kitten.
I felt like it made sense.
It made sense. Yeah. This is what I was going to say before. If Kiki Ko is ever on the bottom, all she has to say to a drag queen is, I will make you a look.
Oh.
Give me the golden beaver.
You would have been like, done.
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 That's 100%. A businesswoman.
Businesswoman. Kiki businesswoman. And
Ko. Yeah, Kiki and Ko. Corporation. She said, if she looked at you in your eyes and said, Cynthia, because if you give me that golden beaver, I will make you a free outfit, you'd be like, it's yours. Take it right now.
Done, like dinner. She didn't even have to because the golden beaver still went Kiki, which I thought was cool of Aurora. And so, unfortunately, we had to watch Girlfriend and Kitten lip sync. And I only say unfortunately because we're quite close to the girlfriend experience. So
yes,
I was going through it at the end of this episode. I was like, oh my God, little close friend.
I was glued to my TV. Like just like, because you sit there and you're like, you've fallen in love with Kitten because Kitten is just so lovable. And you fall in love with the girlfriend experience because she's also so lovable. So to see them have to lip sync against each other was just like, this is torture. You know, this is
so what did we think of the lip sync itself, like the actual meat and potatoes of the performance?
I just think sometimes I think it's so fun to see a queen who you wouldn't expect eat up a song.
You're talking about Kitten, right?
I'm talking about Kitten. Kitten was giving that like just like little like ooh ah, you know, to every move, and she really cleaned up. She didn't need to do the like big high kicks and splits and stuff. She was just kind of giving it that little like Kitten flair, and I was just like, Kitten's eating this up. Like Kitten's like really, really doing justice to the song. And I just thought it was so fun. Girlfriend, I felt like it just wasn't there.
I felt like the girlfriend experience had this was there's something about being in the bottom for 2 weeks in a row. It's almost like been demystified, like you're there again.
Yes.
A part of me felt like maybe she punched her time card before she got on stage. Like
she said, I'm
part
done.
Of me said, I'm going to clock out. Like, cause it didn't feel like a regular girlfriend experience. I know she was performing in shorter hair, which I feel like she's always in long human. She even did the hair flip move with the Chicago
which I
bob.
Appreciated. I said, thank you for whipping that bob. Thank you. You got on your
goes
knees
nowhere.
And you said Chicago bob, which I loved. I was happy it happened. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she had so many things working against her. There was moments where it's either she didn't know the words or I feel like she gave up on the words. Because there was moments where you didn't see her mouth move and she turned her back to the judges a lot.
Yeah.
I felt like her outfit was falling apart. So that was probably very frustrating for her.
I couldn't tell if she was going to reveal parts of it or it was or she was fixing it.
Me too. It felt like, for me, it felt like she was trying to get naked.
Mm-hmm,
I feel like she was trying to, it could not get it off. That's what I was kind of getting. Because I feel like if she could just take it all off and rely on just being like, look at how sexy my body is, go for it. If you can, do it. You know? So, but I feel like she was trying to take it off and it wouldn't come off.
I know. So,
bummer. I was bummed. I was really, unfortunate. But Kim really ate it.
I know. I was surprised I wasn't disappointed.
I feel bad now that I said that.
No, I made it seem more dramatic than it was. I just loved it. I was like, ooh,
and Kitten, I don't think Kitten listens to the pod. So
she might.
I get a text. I do listen to the pod, you bitch.
I want to meet Kitten. She seems like a fun time.
Kitten's the kind of girl where when you go to pick up an outfit, you're going for a kiki. You're not going for just a grab and go. Like, it's like you're gonna sit down, you're gonna gossip, wait, you're gonna chat, she's gonna show you her drag room.
She's made you pieces before?
I have a few Kitten pieces. Yep.
Oh, what? Would I know any of them?
Yeah. All of anything fringe that I wear is made by Kitten.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Kitten's just like Kiki. Like, she has like a, these are the ones I make. These are the ones I make well. Here's how much they cost. It's going to be ready in a week from now. Do you want to buy it? Great. I'll come over. We'll do one fitting. I'll quickly fix it up while we chat. And then you can go. Like, it is a, she's got a business going. So.
You better work. You better work.
If you need a good old drag outfit, Kitten is the best one to go to. She's great for a good old dancing outfit.
She might
outfit.
Be a little busy now.
Booked and blessed. But she's got some fun little designs. If you go to her Instagram, especially her design one, you see a lot of queens who she's designed for. She's got some great pieces.
So fun. But yeah, I was really inspired by her giving it all she had on the main stage. That's the thing about a lip sync for your life. You got to like show that you're there. Even when she was like, I'm gonna just spin down this runway, it was great. I loved it.
No, the like little jazz spin, I was obsessed. I love Kitten so much.
Until she was like, I'm not going home, I need to show you that I have more. It was great.
But yeah, all right, so then the lip sync ends, and instead of telling you guys who goes home, why don't we just give them a call?
Let's dial them up, see how they're doing.
Yeah, let's do a quick little dial. Do you have their number, or should I?
I think you've got their number for this one.
Okay, I'll do it real quick. All right, let's go chat with the eliminated. Wait. Here we have her, the girlfriend experience. She's your girlfriend. She's my girlfriend. She's everyone's girlfriend. She's mostly my girlfriend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Cynthia has disappeared in our call for you, so I don't know where she is. We'll find her eventually.
She secretly hates me, that's why.
No, that's not it. but you're feeling good?
I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling a lot better than I did leading up to yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
I'm always nervous to see how they make you look in a vulnerable place, but I think the whole edit was just so beautiful. And I've been saying this all day. It's just like everybody's says blame it on the edit when something goes wrong, but like blame it on the edit. I'm so grateful for like the whole production team, and they really, what people saw in the episode is just like a small facet of what was like the chaos that was going on.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. They like, it was emotions.
You mean they didn't post your panic attack on the main stage? What do you mean?
I think they learned from you, babes.
They said, let's not do that. Well, I mean, it's hard to have a bad time when, like, the world is obsessed with you. Like, you've had one of the biggest, like, comeouts of the whole season out of all the girls. Mm-hmm. You know? So how does it feel to be the prettiest one in the room?
Oh, you know. I mean, it's feels good knowing that it's, like, televised now. And I get to be, you know. It's one thing to say that you are, but then when you're like put up with like 10 of the best of the best in Canada, and you get to be the prettiest one of them all, it's kind of just like, period.
It's just like, look at these dogs next to me.
I may not be an improv girl, but like I can flash a smile and a tit.
And a tit. How naked were you? Like, that's what I want to, because I know, because when you FaceTime me, it's just naked. You know, like anytime. One time.
So naked.
On set, like, they just didn't air how naked you were all the time. I love that.
It was like as soon as like the cameras were done rolling, because they're like, this is like your change room. And I was like, perfect. And the second the cameras were done, it was just like clothes off, talking to Luna, talking to all the girls, just like butt ass naked. And like, keep in mind, like, I'm friends with most of these girls before the show. So this is normal for them to see. And they're just like, don't even bat an eye about it. But I'm like, I am in a room full of a bunch of strangers. I should probably stop doing that. So I.
Also, like, you're in a room, like, a lot of production is just straight men, and there you are, full kitty out, you know?
They were cute. I had to let them know. You know what I mean? I was just like,
Did
just
you
so
be
you
like,
know,
look how
trans
pretty
is
it is?
beautiful, and it's totally acceptable to be attracted to me.
I love that. They had to sign
I'm
that
doing.
non-disclosure contract really fast.
I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. We knock on doors to teach of the good news and normalize, you know, Jehovah's Witness. I'm doing the same thing, but from a trans point of view, you know, letting the world know that like a trans body can be sexy.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're just coming. It's like such an important thing to say, but in such a sexy way to say it. Sorry, you threw me off with that. I'm like, look at my questions, all flustered. What's something that you really, really wanted people to see about you that you just didn't get the chance to do? Because you got 3 episodes. That's like a nice chunk,
Yeah.
but there's still like a lot more to show. So like, you were able
Oh,
to
yeah.
show like your improv skills ish.
That aren't
I
there.
was gonna say, ooh. And then you had to show like dancing. You got to show like who you are really on the first episode. But is there anything that you wish you got to do like so?
That
Maybe.
was, you know what, that was actually one of the biggest ones, was the sewing one. I really was like, I really wanted to do the singing challenge, like the girl group one, because I love pushing myself and I love being outside of my comfort zone. But like, I also went into it being very like, this is gonna be a piece of cake, like I got this, like just face my fears. And like I said on the show, like I was nervous because my voice is something that like makes me nervous, especially like with singing. I don't really know my singing voice or control it like I do my talking voice. So I think though, like the sewing challenge for me would have been a great opportunity to show what I can do, because like I can make my own hoe clothes. If you're not a hoe and can't make your own clothes, then are you really a hoe? No. Like, I don't want to say that I'm like just a body girl. Like, I can do something.
I want to know what you would have done. Would it have just been like a string bikini, or like would you have done like a
It was,
gown?
oh goodness, it would have been like the most elaborate piece of string you'd ever seen.
Would have been the most elaborately rhinestone
Oh my gosh,
G-string
it would be
ever.
so gorgeous and like hand sewn. Because God knows I'm scared of a sewing machine.
Oh, terrified, babe. Terrified of a sewing machine. Now you created a pretty good bond with denim on set. Was it did it feel good and comforting to have another trans person on set with you?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
very like, I was surprised because like two trans people on one season, that's like iconic, and having the two perspectives of it, I think was very a very good choice and just like beautifully done, because like I think a lot of people focus on trans women, but like trans spectrum encompasses so much more than that, and like, you know, trans male representation is like still not to the same amount as like trans girls are. I mean, like, keep in mind there isn't that many trans girls that have been on Drag Race and compared to like non-binary and cis people, but trans men, it's like you got Mick and now you have denim, and the perspectives between the two, it's like I think a lot of people like to put the trans spectrum and the trans identity as like one blanket, but it's so nuanced and there's so many different variables. And you know, my experiences as a trans woman are going to be different than those of a trans man. We may have some parallels, and I think it's just important for people to like get an idea and sense of like, you know, the broader idea of transness and like what that encompasses and what that looks like. So I think it was just like beautifully done, and it was just nice to share that with somebody like Denim, who I've been friends with online, and I got to now connect with in real life.
I love it. And I'm a big fan of Denim and their
Me
sweet little
too.
voice. I
Oh
love
my
that
God.
sweet little voice. It's so cute.
It's so cute. I don't know. Some
It's
people are harsh, like harsh on them for like
I saw on Twitter, know? yeah.
Yeah, like people give him a hard time because of the voice, but I'm like, you know what? It's like, fuck no. you.
I think it's hot, kind of.
I think it's hot, too. I'm actually, yeah. I'm seeing a trans man right now.
Are you? A little tea for tea?
Tea for tea.
Ooh, tea for tea.
Is that tea we've been... Pardon?
No, no, keep going, keep going.
I was just
going
to say something like me and Denim have been bonding over because, like, you know, they're tea for tea and, like, what they said on the episode yesterday was just so true to what I'm kind of like experiencing right now. You know, I'm not going to get into too much details. It's fairly, very early and very fresh. Mm-hmm. But having someone that has a relatable experience to you takes mm-hmm. away a certain dynamic that is kind of have to be like toxic, like in my past relationships. It's like they don't fully understand me as a trans person and what I've gone through and what I go through. And there's a comparison, you know, mm-hmm. of me to cis women, you know, which mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't work well in my favor and like hasn't been the greatest experience. So like having somebody who has a shared experience with me or like shares a trans experience, it kind of takes away the imposter syndrome I feel when I'm constantly trying to assert myself as a woman, when I'm constantly trying to live up to these expectations of like what a cis woman is. And it just lets me take the guard down and really lets me just like be me and be and love, feel appreciated for who I am and not what I'm trying to live up to be.
That's amazing. And it must be so much more relaxed to be able to connect with someone in that way.
Oh,
you
totally.
Know?
Yeah.
Just be yourself in like a true mm-hmm. fashion, you know, to truly be yourself and not have to like mask anything. It's so nice.
Totally. And just I love to, like, this. And to like go into, you know, a situation with somebody where they get it. They get the pushback from people. They understand mm-hmm. that because they've experienced it themselves. You know, I think one of the downfalls from my past relationship was the last one that really fucked me up for before getting on the show was like the whole politician thing that happened. It really, I think that was the beginning point of our downfall because that was kind of really? Like when all of a sudden it was apparent that like dating someone like me is not going to be normal, you know, like. And I can't, it's weird to like think because like I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily the exact representation of like all trans women because like what trans women get called out by on social media by like American politicians, you know, or what
the prettiest one
period. But also just like go on TV, like you see me, what you see on television was kind of like the pinnacle and the peak of like my emotional baggage being like held in and then cracking, and mm-hmm. what you see on TV is just a small facet of like the overspill of like emotion that I had because I hadn't had time to acclimate or really allow myself to go internalize myself and try to get to relearn myself as a human. I just kind mm-hmm. of like took everything and then that accumulated on the show, and then I reached the peak and the emotional breakdown while I was on set. And so you know, not everyone gets to share their experience like that or get, you know, publicly display themselves on that in that way
in the Thunderdome
in the judgment hall. I texted my NDA. It was like judgment day is here.
It's begun. I love
it's begun.
It's begun. Now, now that the episode has aired and everybody has seen and fallen in love with you and everything, what's next? Like, what are your next steps now?
Ooh, next up.
Coming out of the show, it's like I'm building my own business now. You know, I have my GST number, my business, I'm incorporated. I feel like I'm doing like build a business for dummies right now. And that stress is a lot because I'm not one to manage myself. I love being told what to do. So I'm trying to learn, run my,
yeah,
that business being me is what I'm trying to like focus on right now. But traveling a lot. I'm going to be traveling a lot next week. I'm going to be gone from next week up until end of January. When I'm lucky, I'm doing like quite a few gigs in the US, in Europe, throughout Canada. And
beautiful,
so
I, babe.
Doing exactly what I wanted to, which is travel, see the world.
Good. Letting the world see the girlfriend experience.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's perfect. Well, thank you so much. This has been so fun. You know how much me and Cynthia love you so much here at the pod. And I'm so glad that the world finally gets to see and experience the girlfriend experience. Fuck the fantasy or the experience. I love that. So follow Girlfriend Experience on all of her socials. If there's anything you want to shout out before you go, let us know. Anything?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shout out. I just want to give a huge props and give flowers to everybody that has worked on Canada's Drag Race. It is such a hard, hard thing to wrangle 11 girls, to keep consideration to all the girls and their privacy, their emotions. And I just want to say, like, they did such a beautiful job in making sure all of us get the screen time and see the best versions of ourselves. And I don't think itself gets enough props for that. So I just want to give a big to the producers, the Queen's Care, everybody on the team. And yeah.
I love that. Especially big shout out to Queen's Care. Queen's Care goes through it and they really take care of us. I love Queen's Care.
Me too.
They're the best. That would be a fun job. I remember one time in Queen's Care, somebody was trying, one of Tainomi's handler put her headphones in and tried to like handle her, and Tainomi took her giant ass hand and just moved this girl and said, "I don't want to do that." It was so funny. But thank you so much. We love you so much here, and good luck with everything. So excited to see it.
Thank you. I love.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was the girlfriend experience. It is just me closing the show, besties. Cynthia unfortunately had some commitments for the rest of the episode. So hello, it's just me. That was super fun. I'm super, super happy for her. I love the girlfriend experience so much, and I know how much Cynthia and you guys love her. So it was really great to be able to chat with her and see that she's in great spirits. And yeah, she's going to take over the world. It's going to be awesome. But with that being said, because it is just me, I'm not just going to sit here and talk at the wall. Let's do a call from one of the SQ cuties. So this one here is from Pete.
Hi Queens, this is Peter again from St. Louis. I sent a question in like a few months back too, but I have another one. I am a spoilerina girly. I just sit on the spoiler subreddit for Drag Race like all the time because I just find it really interesting. And without you guys going into actual spoilers, I was actually wondering how, like, the rumor mill for spoilers kind of goes around for, like, Drag Race. Because it's, like, it's so interesting that it's, like, there's this whole word-of-mouth thing among, like, the queens and, like, all these people. And then sometimes it's like, oh, this crazy thing happened, and then something completely crazier happened instead. But how do you guys have those discussions among your friends without actually, like, you know, breaking the NDA, even though plenty of people probably do? But anyway, if you hear my computer chugging, it's just because it's a bad gaming computer that, you know, likes to chug. It's not an air conditioner. But have a wonderful day, girlies. Bye-bye.
Pete, thank you so much. Also, I love your chugging gaming computer. Maybe you should get a new card for it. That might fix that. I don't know. But anyways, about spoilers, here's my thing. I don't love spoilers for like certain things. Like I don't love spoilers for like gaming. I don't love spoilers for like movies I really want to see. But when it comes to Drag Race, I'm such a gossip. Like I love a gossipy spoiler in a dressing room. If we're in the dressing room and someone's like, well, did you hear? And I'm like, oh my God, did you? Tell me. Like, that's what I love. Like, I don't directly like to go to the girls and be like, tell me what happened. It's much too easy. You know, I like when like, it's like the things are happening in the dressing room. The girlies are sitting around. They're like, what about this? Oh, I heard this. Well, I heard this happen. They're like, oh my God, did that happen? Like, I that's what I like. Because then when you actually get to watch the show, you're surprised, you know, because it could be, because some people, there's always a girl in the dressing room who takes a tiny sliver of truth, blows it up into the craziest fucking story you'll ever hear in your life. And then they'll tell everybody in the dressing room, and then you watch the episode and you're just like, that did not happen, and that person flat out lied to my face. So like, I, that's what I like. I don't mind spoilers, and I kind of enjoy that, like, fun kind of kiki in the dressing room, but I don't actively look for them. Sometimes if they pop up on Twitter though, and it'll be like spoilers in the alt, I'll be like click and you can read it. But that's just me. I just love a gossip, you know. I love a gossip. I love just kind of, you know, it's just fun. But anyways, that's kind of how I deal with it. So Pete, thank you so much for calling in. I'm so sorry Cynthia wasn't here to be able to tell you how she deals with it, but it's mostly, I'll tell you how Cynthia deals with it. Cynthia doesn't get spoilers until I come to the pod and I go, did you hear? That's how Cynthia deals with spoilers. She deals with me telling her spoilers right before we record, and she goes, oh my god, really? So thank you so much, Pete. I really, really appreciate that. And if you want to call in and be like Pete, you can on our Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, on Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. Or if you want to be just like Pete and have your voice and your rumbly gaming computer on in the background, you can go to speakpipe.com/sqqpod. That's speakpipe.com/sqqpod. Thank you guys so much for another week. We are going to be back next week with the next episode of Canada's Drag Race and another interview with the Eliminated Queen. Love you guys so much, and we will see you then. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar.
Bye.
Are we still recording?
I'm still recording. Yeah.
I thought you stopped.